Charlotte, many congratulations. This is all part of a learning curve with this horse, but this is a big arena. How pleased were you with a score of 84?
Oh, extremely pleased. I mean, for her to go in that arena, I mean, it's amazing. Wherever I put her, she's the same. She's not afraid of anything, and her performance is unbelievable. I feel she's so switched on and connected to what I'm asking her, and it just feels so effortless.
Coming into a big arena like that, does that rock your boat? Do you feel, well, this is what you like to do, and it's exciting to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a little bit, as I rode in, it was like, oh my God, this feels a little bit like Olympia. You know, you kind of come in and then it's like the crowd, and you know, there's not many shows that horses really get that kind of atmosphere or that exposure, really, of big arenas. For her to just go in there and deliver the goods like she has, I was just extremely proud of her.
Is this horse making you hungry for more success, or the team you're building now you feel are the ones that can get you back to Tokyo and to the top?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so lucky. I have, you know, I have 10 horses that I think are top horses. You know, they're all, you know, different levels at the moment and ages. But the horses that I have got up and coming for Grand Prix next year, which is Mount St. John Freestyle and On Vogue, I'm really, really excited, and I'm always hungry. I'm always hungry to win. I'm always hungry, you know, to keep producing those horses, you know. And for me, it is about, you know, bringing them up from young horses, finding that partnership, that connection, and training them to Grand Prix, because that to me is as important as it is winning gold medals.
Do you surprise yourself just how competitive you are and wanting to still do it?
I guess I've always been like that. I mean, when I was a kid, when I was riding here in the show ponies, you know, I was probably the same. I've always been hungry to win. I've always, you know, wanted it a lot. So I think, you know, I'm very driven, self-driven, and motivated.
And this horse, what do you think you can achieve with this horse, sort of at the elite level? How exciting a prospect in terms of the kind of results you could achieve with this one?
I hope she can be, you know, a horse, you know, very, very exciting for, you know, Tokyo. I think she's, you know, hopefully going to medal. I think she's good enough to medal, definitely. You know, I'd love to say gold, but who knows until you're there and you're doing it. And, you know, next year's going to be her first year, hopefully at Grand Prix. If she's ready, I think she'll be ready next year. And then I'm aiming her for the World Equestrian Games, and just to test her out. But, I mean, she's just like Vallegra. You know, she takes everything in her stride. She's not fazed. She's not, you know, she doesn't stress. She doesn't get at all worried about any situations or how much pressure you put on her. You know, you can just keep asking the questions, she keeps answering it, and she keeps trying.
Did you miss the European Championships when you were watching on and you saw your teammates, Carl doing his thing and, you know, Isabel obviously doing well? Were you thinking, oh, I wish I was still back there doing it? I want to be, and this is what is driving you back, is that?
Absolutely. I mean, being there helping Carl was, you know, great, because I still felt a part of it. But, you know, I just, you know, when I knew they needed that score, I just so badly wanted to go out there and do it, you know. I just was so hungry to get in that arena. I just was like, oh, come on, let's do it. But, you know, hopefully I can do that next year, and I've got many more years to do it.
Well done today. Hope it's a successful road to Tokyo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.